October 18, 1921. The disturbance of the soul is the night that prevents the Son of Jesus from rising. Disturbance is nothing other than lack of abandonment in God. I spent a day distracted because of a few things I heard, which it is not necessary here to say, and also a little disturbed. And as much as I tried, I could not free myself. So, for the entire day I did not see my sweet Jesus, the life of my soul, as if the disturbance were a veil which, placing itself between me and him, prevented me from being able to see him. Then, late at night, my mind, tired, calmed itself and my lovable Jesus, as if he were waiting, made himself seen and, sorrowful, told me, "My daughter, today with your disturbance you have prevented the sun of my person from rising in you. Disturbance is cloud between me and you, which prevents the rays from descending in you. And if the rays do not descend, how can you see the sun? If you knew what it means not to let my sun rise, and what great harm this is for you and for the whole world, you would well be attentive never to trouble yourself. In fact, it is always nighttime for disturbed souls, and at night the sun does not rise. On the other hand, it is always daylight for the peaceful ones, and at whatever hour my sun wants to rise, the soul is always ready to receive the good of my coming. Then, disturbance is nothing other than lack of abandonment in me, and I want you so abandoned in my arms that you must not have even one thought for yourself. I will take care of everything. Do not fear. Your Jesus cannot do without taking care of you, keeping you sheltered from all. You cost me much, much have I placed in you. I alone have right over you. Therefore, if the rights are mine, the custody will be all mine. So, be at peace and do not fear."